Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Law enforcement and security forces around the world, as well as operators of airports and commercial buildings and other things, are racing headlong for bragging rights for having deployed facial recognition technology to try to spot bad guys and confirm IDs in all kinds of situations. From the FBI to ICE to several big city PDs, agents have been caught trolling through driver's license files with software designed to identify illegal immigrants, wanted criminals, and other miscreants. It's another huge and successful con, perpetrated by marketers of cameras and software on an endlessly gullible audience who want desperately to believe that artificial intelligence is not artificial, that machine learning is real learning, that robots can do everything humans can do only better. The inconvenient truth is that facial recognition does not work. London's Metropolitan Police, for example, have been conducting trials of facial recognition software to see if it can identify people on their watch list in shopping center crowds. In 6 of the trials studied by the University of Essex, only 20% of the people flagged by the software could be confirmed to be the people being sought. The researchers also discovered, by the way, that the watch list itself was seriously flawed by outdated information, but that was an old-fashioned screw-up not involving artificial intelligence. The researchers' hair caught fire, and they proclaimed that the 80% failure rate dictated that all use of the facial recognition software was illegal and must stop immediately. Metro Police declared themselves quite satisfied with the trial results, thank you, and carried on. South Wales Police admitted that in 10 months of use, their facial recognition software had flagged 2,685 individuals as suspects. Of those, 2,451 were false alarms. An advocacy group called Big Brother Watch found the new police toy to be what it called staggeringly inaccurate. South Wales Police said they're getting better at it and are slogging on. Despite its sorry record of performance, facial recognition has joined words such as artificial intelligence, machine learning, and driverless cars in the pantheon of words guaranteed to induce hysteria among wealth managers, job creators, opinion leaders, and other oxymoronic denizens of the upper 1%. They have proved themselves pathetically unable to come up with any products that are useful and that people would want to buy with little persuasion. They've been fiddling with smartphones and self-driving cars and the Internet of Things and smart watches and robot waiters. But the only markets that are responding to their blandishments, as buyers now, setting aside the investors and promoters, are governments, hard at work to extend their military power externally and their police powers internally. And the things about the purveyors of stuff to the military or to the militarized police, it doesn't have to work. Check out the F-35 fighter jet that can't fight, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford that can't carry aircraft, or the ultra-modern destroyer USS Zumwalt, which may not be able to stay afloat in following seas. In financial terms, compared to these gargantuan quagmires, facial recognition is a minor blip, yet it perfectly illustrates the fact that fanciful promises about what a thing might one day accomplish can and do totally obscure the fact that the thing does not work at all. It's not hard to find the upside when weapons of war don't work because, well, they can't kill people if they don't work. But what is the upside of deploying a technology that is already causing hundreds and hundreds of people to be snatched out of shopping centers and off the streets and denied access to airplanes because they vaguely resemble some bad actor in a blurry photo. This search for an upside is going to be really hard to do. Sounds like a job for artificial intelligence.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.